All right, so I'm joined again today by Ginny Teevers, our mortgage broker. And Ginny, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
No, it's good to be here. Thanks, Andrew.
So, Ginny, one of the things that is puzzling to me is how some buyers are able to make unconditional offers and other buyers need a finance clause even when they've had their finance pre-approved. In this market, we're seeing more and more that to win a tender, it's usually the unconditional buyer that gets picked. I had one a week ago where we received 15 offers on a three-bedroom house in Granada Village. Six of the offers were unconditional, and the vendors are always going to side with the ones that are unconditional. So my question to you, Ginny, is how are these buyers able to get themselves into a position where they can make unconditional offers? What are they doing differently that other buyers can't do who feel they need to have a finance clause in there? And how are you able to help your clients and put them in a stronger position to win these tenders?
Okay, well, Andrew, I know at the moment I am telling all of my clients that the only way they're going to win a tender or even putting in an offer on a house normally now is to be unconditional. And so but then my area of expertise is only the finance, so then it's up to the client, them doing their own due diligence in terms of builders' reports and LIMS and things like that. But often, you know, now a lot of vendors are supplying that up front, which makes it easier for the clients. But in terms of the finance, and this is where I believe that a broker like myself adds real value to the transaction as opposed to the client going to the bank. Because when a bank approves finance, regardless of whether you've given them all the documentation to prove your income and your savings history and your deposit confirmation, they will always put in the approval conditional on the property being acceptable to the bank and a satisfactory sale and purchase agreement. So for that reason, there's always that very small chance that the property may not be acceptable to the bank, or it might be an unsatisfactory sale and purchase agreement. And that's why if clients are dealing with the bank directly, the bank will go, just put on a finance clause and then come back when your offer's accepted. But it's just not going to work at the moment. Their offer won't be accepted in doing that. But I believe that's the bank being taking the easy option by saying put in the finance clause. I work very closely with my clients and I want them to be able to get the house that they want. So what I do to ensure that A, the property is acceptable security, and B, that the sale and purchase agreement or tender document satisfactory, is I get my client to send me the draft document and I get them to send me a link to the property on the internet. I send all that information through to the bank and I say, provided that this document is signed as it is and that, you know, that they're not moving outside their pre-approval level, is this property acceptable? And they'll normally come back and say yes. And then that means I've basically done everything I can so that all the clients need is that document, that tender document or that sale and purchase agreement as per what they've sent me signed, and the bank will be happy. So therefore then they can not have to put in a finance clause. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes clients, you know, I'll say to clients, what's an unacceptable sale and purchase agreement? And one I had many years ago was that it had a clause in the sale and purchase agreement saying that the purchaser accepted that there was no code of compliance for the basement conversion. And the bank came back to me and said, we don't care if the purchaser's happy with that, the bank isn't happy with that. So they're just little things, but for me, I want to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure everything's kind of watertight, so it's really important that I send through that draft sale and purchase agreement and tender document, get the bank to confirm that the property's acceptable and that document will be acceptable, and then the clients can go in unconditional. Yeah.
So a couple of messages I take from that, and the first one would be definitely don't make an unconditional offer without consulting your bank or your mortgage broker, even if you think the house is fine.
Yes,
but second of all, correct. That it is possible to have pre-approval for a property so you can make an offer without a finance clause if you know the right way to go about it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, and I've even had clients where we've still had, often the banks will now put, if people are using their KiwiSaver, that they want final approval from the KiwiSaver to come through. Well, your final approval from KiwiSaver actually doesn't come through until your solicitor's able to provide your KiwiSaver provider an unconditional contract. But, and that's where I just say to my clients, because I don't get involved with the KiwiSaver withdrawals, make sure that you have double-checked everything with your KiwiSaver provider, that you do qualify to make the withdrawal, that you meet all the criteria, just subject to you providing them that proof of an unconditional purchase. And so, yeah, I've still had a lot of clients still make unconditional offers, even when the bank still asks for that final approval to come through. Because it is just, a lot of it is just paperwork, tick the boxes, but everything kind of has to happen with certain steps involved. So, yeah.
That's but really again, interesting, especially I think for a lot of our clients, because they are first-time buyers, and so many of them are using KiwiSaver as part of their deposits. I think that'll be really interesting to a lot of them.
Yeah. So definitely. And I think too, it's worth, you know, if you've got clients who even haven't even got to the start of getting pre-approved, but they're looking to use their KiwiSaver for their deposit, they should be contacting their KiwiSaver provider, you know, even before they see me, so they can find out how much they're eligible to withdraw and that they're going to meet the criteria, and then we can get a pre-approval done on that basis.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And that's really awesome advice, Jenny. If listeners are keen to get in touch with you, what's the best way to talk to you?
Way to talk to me is give me a call or send me a text on 027 244 6686, or go through my website www.jennycheevers.co.nz, and that links through to my Facebook page, and you can message me there, or my email address as well, but Andrew will have links to all of that. So yeah, look forward to hearing from some of you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jenny. It's been really nice to talk to you again.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Cheers.